Welcome to Rhymes with Lansing, a companion podcast project of Inspired Media, bringing you stories from where Main Street meets the Mississippi in this special mini-series of shows being recorded live at The Works in downtown Lansing, Iowa. Start planning your trip at LansingIowa.com. On this special series of shows, we're going to be bringing you stories about several different people in the town of Lansing, Iowa, one of Iowa's true treasures along the Mississippi River in Alma Key County, in the very northeast corner of the state. I'm Benji Nichols, your host. This is a show that's sometimes known as Rhymes with Decora. You can find us online at iloveinspired.com. In this first show, we're going to be running down a few conversations with a handful of folks in Lansing, Iowa. But there's no better way to start than right here at home with my partner in business and life, the one and only Aaron Henning Nichols. That's right, Aaron and I have a couple stories to tell about Lansing, Iowa.
So it turns out that we have a fun story or two about Lansing, Iowa, too, don't we?
Oh, of course we do, yes. It's where you asked me to marry you.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh, by the river. So sweet.
It is sweet.
Right down at the end of Main Street.
Yep.
Just right next to the Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. I said yes.
A beautiful summer night, if I recall.
Yes.
There might have been a lot of fun had in Lansing.
There might have been.
Yeah.
I might have asked if you remembered if you asked me.
I did.
The next day.
100%. I think we had been at the OP.
Oh, yeah.
And a few other places.
Classic.
With some good old friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a really, really sweet memory. You know, my vision when I was thinking about coming back to Iowa was that, well, not to Iowa, the Midwest, was that I was going to find a little place down in Lansing.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe out in Highlandville, but probably Lansing, where I could come drop off the face of the earth when I wasn't out working in the world, out mm-hmm. on the road or doing festivals or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Turns out that's not quite what happened.
Not quite.
But
universe stepped in.
It did. But, you know, Lansing still has a real sweet spot in my heart, I think.
It's a very magical place.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
It is.
Thanks for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like any good river town, small town Iowa, it takes a main street to keep things humming. And if you've been to downtown Lansing, Iowa, your first or foremost or most notable stop, most recognizable stop downtown, might be at Horse Falls Variety, the one and only. And really, there's no words to describe Horse Fall Variety unless you've been to Horse Falls or if you know the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only, Paul Horsfall.
I'm Paul Horsfall Jr., and we're at Horse Falls Lansing Variety in downtown Lansing, Iowa. It's been a variety store here for probably 80 years. Actually, I guess close to 90 years. I've been here 49, and my predecessor was, I think he was in business 41 years. So that's getting close to 90, I guess.
Are we going to see a Horse Falls 100th anniversary celebration of some sort?
Well, good Lord willing, the customers keep coming, and long as we got good health and whatever, we'll keep rolling.
I read the other day, I had not seen this description before, that Horse Falls was sort of the wall drug of Lansing.
Well, I'm not that familiar. I mean, we went to the Corn Palace and Wall Drug, you know, when I was a kid, but I'm not really that familiar with their drawing power. But
you don't have free ice water in the back or anything, yeah?
No, no. they keep the girls keep moving stuff on me, but I know whether we have it or not, but sometimes it takes three of us to dig and see where it's actually sitting at this moment in time.
Yes. Yeah. Frequently, there's a little extra action out on the sidewalk, right?
Yes, we do a sidewalk sale year-round, weather permitting, and being we're bulging at the seams, we can spread a lot of stuff out on the sidewalk, particularly this time of the year. We got beautiful selection of artificial flowers, you know, like starting at $1 a piece, just beautiful stuff. And there's no room to put them inside. So when on nice days, we can spread them out up and down the sidewalk and really have a nice showing for people.
What does Paul Horsfall do on a day off from Horsfall's Variety?
What is a day off? This is it. I actually moved down here in 75 with the hopes I'd be fishing every day after work, and now I don't even own a boat. We actually just got tuned into the Variety store, and it's kind of a full-time occupation, and we do so much of our business on weekends because we're on the river that it pretty much ties up most of our free time, so...
It's an incredible spot. We surely appreciate, I look forward to stopping through Horse Falls whenever I'm through town. I always find something I need, whether I knew I needed it or not. And we appreciate you being here.
Well, we've just had such an outpouring of customers through the years and the different generations, you know, we're getting, you know, the 3 and 4 generations coming in, you know, with kids and grandkids, and it's just... brings a smile to my face and joy to my heart that people still appreciate old-time business, not all the fancy pegboards and bright lights. So, and it's amazing. We have a lot of stuff the big stores don't want to carry, you know, and it may be 600 colors of embroidery floss or stamp goods to embroider by Aunt Martha. I mean, it's just the big stores don't want to mess with that. They want to be with the Taylor Swift stuff and, you know, the real, the fad type items. So we got brand name candy bars for $1 instead of $1.50 or $2. Just, yeah, it's as long as we can find the good items. And I go to all these closeout shows in Vegas and Chicago, you know, every month I've got a show I go to get some good stuff that, you know, some great deals that not everybody else is going to have. So we always got fresh trucks coming in.
Love it. Paul, thanks for your time. Now, don't go thinking that there's just one store in downtown Lansing that might have everything you need. No, don't even think there's maybe two stores in downtown Lansing, a town of less than 1,000 people, that has everything you need. But how about, what if there were three stores on downtown Main Street in Lansing that, between the three, truly have everything you could possibly need in modern day life? Including a dishwasher, or muck boots, or a fishing pole, or candy, or, well, anyway, a little later in this series, we are going to speak with Rick Welsh of Welsh's Village Farm and Home. But before that, we're going to hear, from another Lansing hardware store owner. Let's hear about it.
Hi, I'm Dave Jansen, and my wife Lori and I own Lansing Hardware, and we've had it for about 11 years now. The store's been around for about almost 125 years now. There's been hardware here in this location.
What an amazing hardware store. This is not just a hardware store. This is several hardware stores.
Yep, we've got...
in one.
We've got 5 storefronts, and so, yeah, we call ourselves the mini Walmart of Lansing. So,
I love it, and if I'm looking all the way across Lansing Hardware, I can see the paint section down there. I can see where it says Get Inspired by Valspar. It's a good tie-in for me. But from there, I can see a plumbing section, maybe?
We've got plumbing. Paint to plumbing, electrical... patio.
Nice patio outdoor section. Yep. I saw a peacock over there I really love.
Oh, yeah. That's... Got the flying flamingos and everything. So.
Right. Got it all. I can see some seeds from here. Yep. I got the treat wall. That's important in any hardware store.
Gotta have the licorice. Yep.
I don't see any circus peanuts from here. Those are my grandpa's favorite.
Oh, my goodness. You can have the circus peanuts.
We're currently standing in what I might call homewares?
Homewares, housewares. Yep.
Right?
So, your soaps to cooking utensils, lefse of grilling stuff. And
lefse of grilling. That's a good hit. I love it.
Good Scandinavian throwback here.
And if I look all the way to the other side of the store, I see legit appliances.
Yep, GE appliances.
I could buy a washer, dryer, and the next dishwasher I will inevitably buy.
You will need sooner than you think.
Definitely. I love it. So. All I see as I look across the lower part of this is old wide plank wood floors.
Classic vintage hardwood floors. Yep.
Right?
Scarring from fires and evidence of history in the past, and just love it.
I love it. This is an incredible store. Did I see a kind of a piece of hardware up on the ceiling a couple stores over there?
The one store had been the county newspaper, so the Allen Key Journal, and so it'd been a long time that. The room we're in now is was the jewelry store, which has a nice ornate tin ceiling.
Beautiful ceilings. So, absolutely. And the printing, the paper was actually pressed right over there in the store for a few decades.
Two big presses sitting in there. So.
Ah, what a cool thing. I love it. This is a classic hardware store. What's it like to run a business as such in a town of 1,000 people in rural Iowa?
It's an adventure every day, but we love our customers. We get to know them so much more than a big city, which we love that. It's one of the main reasons we bought local is because we love the people. And we get to know the people. Stories that you wouldn't believe every day come in the door, and that makes it exciting and fun, challenging but fun.
I love it, Dave. You also have a Lansing EMS shirt on.
Yep.
Tell me about that.
Jump in and help drive for the ambulance here and there.
Of course you do. Yeah, it's a town of 1,000 people. Wouldn't you?
Yep, that's what we do. So help our neighbors out.
I love that. Thanks so much for your time, Dave. This is a really amazing store. It's a real pleasure to meet you.
Well, thank you. You too.
You're listening to the first in a series of shows we're calling Rhymes with Lansing, a companion podcast project of Inspired Media, bringing you stories from where Main Street meets the Mississippi in this special series, being recorded live at The Works in downtown Lansing, Iowa. Start planning your trip, lansingiowa.com.
Rhymes with Lansing is being made possible by the generous support of the L. McKee Clayton Electric Cooperative and Dairyland Power. For more information on L. McKee Clayton Electric Cooperative, visit acrec.com. To find out more about Lansing, Iowa, where Main Street meets the Mississippi, visit lansingiowa.com. Rhymes with is a companion project of Inspired Media. Find us online at iloveinspired.com.
For those of you that know about river towns, and by river towns I mean Mississippi river towns really, there's something special about a river town. It's kind of hard to put into words, but there are two sisters who run a business in Lansing, and they both grew up in Alaska. And if you know anything about people who are from Alaska, people who are from river towns, and well, somewhere in there, things start to collide, and let's just let them tell you about it.
Okay, well, I am Wendy Iden. My sister is Diana Wilson Thompson. We are business partners. We own Coffee on the River together. We grew up in Alaska. We are transplants to the area. We've been open now going on, in September will be 5 years. We've been talking about doing a coffee shop for years and years and years. It was, we'd be on the phone with each other forever, like talking about, you know, how it was going to be and, you know, what it was going to look like and everything. And we actually started planning it 5 years before we actually opened this place. And then I got diagnosed with cancer. And then so that put the kibosh on like everything. And then my sister called me up 5 years ago and was like, hey, I found this really fabulous building here in Lansing. I really want to do this. Do you want to do this with me? And it was absolutely, absolutely. So we worked 4 months, 12 to 16 hour days. We did 90% of the work here ourselves. We built the bar. My sister built the surround for the for the fireplace. So all these personal touches are her vision. Our specialty here, cheesecake, is always our number one seller. Our pastries and bakery goods are made fresh in-house. Our menu items, our breakfast items, we've got flatbreads and breakfast burritos and breakfast sandwiches. All of our sauces, our salads, our salad dressings, all that stuff is all made in-house. I am the resident chef here. And we also do lunches. We have soup, salads, sandwiches, and we change that seasonally. And we were doing specialty dinners monthly, prefix four and five course menu. You know, so now we're open on Wednesdays and Thursdays. We're doing dinner evenings. It's different every week. I get bored. I need to make new things. I don't like making the same things over and over and over. So, so yeah. Oh my goodness, the town, the people, the views, the river. It is just an incredible area, and really it reminds me more of home than any place I've been. But this little piece of heaven here is just incredible.
I'd also have to offer the Coffee on the River not only has a phenomenal breakfast, also has great lunch sandwich specials, and a couple days a week right now are still doing dinners, and it is worth checking out the schedule and keeping in the loop with them, because it is just a really special place. And in the nicer months, the deck out back is one of the best places that you could be lost on the Mississippi River, but not really lost, just lost watching the river go by. It's a phenomenal place. Get on down to Coffee on the River and check them out and tell them that we sent you. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And bring me a muffin too, please. Now, the other thing about a town like Lansing, Iowa is that, tourism is a big deal. And I don't just mean a big deal. I mean, like, people come there and hang out or come by on the river or hang out on the river or go out on the river from Lansing. But the other thing that happens is people spend a little bit of time in Lansing, and the next thing you know, they want to stay. And I mean overnight. I mean, they want to stay, like, for a while. And this happens more frequently than you'd think.
My name is Stan Fullerton, and Deb and I came to Lansing first 16 years ago and bought a little cabin and spent about 6 years there. And then the house up the road came up for sale, and so we sold the cabin and bought this house, which I like a little better. I have a little more privacy if I want it. We just love Lansing, love the river, love the everything just floating by, just passing by. The people are great. It's just a great time. We love sitting on the dock and chatting up the fisher people when they come by. Everybody's always welcome, and they know that. So, the only thing in front of us are two roads. One of them's the railroad, and one of them's the river road. So we don't have any cars, and it just fits us perfectly.
Certainly, last but not least, every good river town has a good tavern. More than one good tavern, usually. Lansing is not like any other town. There's more than one bar, but there's one good tavern in Lansing, and it is called The O.P. That's The, D-H-E-E, two E's, O.P., the other place. But the deal is, it is like, well, not a lot of other places. It is an old-fashioned shotgun bar, worn floor, worn bar top, beautiful spot. And not only is it a fun bar to hang out at, they have music on special days of the month, often on Sunday afternoons. It's quite a place to hang out, but why listen to me talk about it?
Hey, this is Jenny Grouse from the A.B. Grouse Band, and I actually just got off stage at the Funky Biscuit in Boca Raton, Florida, and I ran out because I was asked what I thought about the OP in Lansing, Iowa. It's not just a bar. It is a bar, and it's one of those bars that you immediately walk in and think, all right, I belong here. It's comfortable. It's welcoming. It's a little bit on the dive end, which is my kind of scene. And it's one of those magical places where music is king. And it's all because of Jeff. Jeffrey at the OP has made it his mission to bring in music, not only because he loves it, but he knows that it's important to support musicians. Musicians do not grow without the support of venues like the OP in Lansing. It just doesn't happen. You don't go from nobody to somebody. You have to grow, you have to get your chops, and you do that by playing at venues that give you the chance. And Lansing has that sort of a gem in the OP. When we were starting as the AV Grouse Band, the OP was one of the very first places to book us and say, yes, come in, please come in. And over the years, it has become one of our most favorite places to play, even as we grow into a band that is only doing ticketed events, series events, and festival events. The OP will remain on our calendar because it feels like coming home. And I think that's magical. Like, that doesn't happen everywhere. And it's because of the environment that's fostered by Jeffrey. You know you can get cheap drinks. You know it's not going to be fancy. And you know you're going to hear good music. So whoever you go to see at the OP, whatever it is, you know that you're going to have a good time. Thank you for letting the AV Grouse Band have a space in which we could really learn how to connect with an audience and how to let go and have moments of unexpected wildness. That can only happen in venues like the OP. And so Jeffrey and the entire staff at the OP that supports that kind of night, thank you. We love you so much.
So this has just been a little taste of a few voices telling you about Lansing, Iowa, not just me. And we're going to have 5 shows coming up in a little mini-series that are going to tell you more stories, a little more in-depth about what's going on in Lansing, Iowa. And part of the reason we're doing this show is that a lot of things have been happening in Lansing, Iowa, and it's worth knowing about, but it's worth taking a trip. It's worth checking it out. It is worth going to the absolute northeast corner of Iowa, just across the river from Wisconsin, just south of Minnesota. It's a real special place in the world, and if you haven't ever been there, or if you haven't been there in a minute, get there. Check it out. Lansing. LansingIowa.com. Check it all out. Start planning your trip there. And hey, maybe I'll see you on the river this summer. You've been listening to the intro show of a series we're calling Rhymes with Lansing. Podcast project of Inspired Media, but it's being made possible by the generous support of the Al McKee Clayton Electric Cooperative with Dairyland Power. For more information on the Al McKee Clayton Electric Cooperative, visit acrec.com. That's acrec.com. To find out more about Lansing, Iowa, where Main Street meets the Mississippi, visit lansingiowa.com.
They keep the girls keep moving stuff on me, but I know whether we have it or not, but sometimes it takes 3 of us to dig and see where it's actually sitting at this moment in time.
Rhymes with Lansing is a companion project of Inspired Media. Find us online at iloveinspired.com. See you on the next shows. Thanks for tuning in.